Our guest in the cafe this morning is our wellness commentator, Dr. Velvet Womack. Good morning.
Good morning.
Velvet is the owner of Balanced Nutrition in Rockwall. We're going to talk about allergies today. Now, fall's still officially a way off, although we start to think about fall when school starts in September. Arrives, but even late summer, apparently we're having some allergy issues already, and or at least here in the late summer.
Yeah, and some of that has to do with what's going on in our environment right now, like with the California fires, because those fires are releasing particles into the air.
And it's amazing to think that something that far away would have an effect. Now, I happened to be on the West Coast last week and really did see the effect in a major sort of way. But
right.
But it has drifted as far east as Northeast Texas.
Oh, yeah, because that wind's going to blow and those particles are carried in through that wind. And we have to remember that there's been other fires as well. So it hasn't just been the California fires. It's just a collective of fires that have taken place around us.
Mm-hmm. I saw a headline on an article said, every season is allergy season in North Texas.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I guess I really suppose we don't get away from it. But we do think of it as more prevalent in the fall and the spring, and we're on the edge of fall here. Not much you can do, really, as far as the smoke situation.
Yeah.
And those particles, not a lot you can do to avoid that, is there?
No, there's not. And a lot of people, that's going to be an unaware. It's going to be something that's going to attack them without them even being aware of it. Because like right now, the tumbleweed is really strong within that smoke that's taken place. Well, some people may not even know that they've ever had an allergy to tumbleweed, right? What we're used to is seeing the pollen and really realizing, yeah, that's going to cause an effect. But there are some things that we can do by making sure that our nasal passages are clear, right? Doing nasal sprays or other kind of nasal cleanses like the neti pot, and making sure that our sinuses are clean.
Neti pot?
Yeah, a neti pot is where you put a sodium solution into the water and it helps to cleanse the sinus cavities.
Huh. You do that yourself?
I don't do it because you have to be careful with that. Ah. If you have a deviated septum, you want to be mindful of doing that as
well. How is that different from nasal sprays that you buy?
Yeah, nasal sprays are just going to get shot up into just the nasal, right? It's going to moisturize it, but it's not really doing anything to cleanse it. Whereas the neti pot, when you're putting it in through one nasal hole nostril, and the water comes in and flows through the cavities and it's going to come out the other end. So it's a cleansing more than just a moisturizing.
How do you spell that?
Neti, N-E-T-T-I.
P-O-D?
Yeah, pot, P-O-T.
P-O-T.
Uh-huh, neti pot.
So if you don't recommend doing this yourself, this is something that you can purchase?
Or? Oh, yeah. A lot of people do it. You can buy it at any general store.
Okay. Well, I've learned something every time I talk to you, which is why we talk to you. We're talking with Dr. Velvet Womack, our wellness commentator. Now, I was amused somewhat by the description of why we get allergies from this article you gave me from the Mayo Clinic. Your immune system makes antibodies that identify a particular allergen as harmful.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it isn't.
Yes.
So thanks a lot.
Uh-huh, right.
So, but there's just not much we can do about that. There's some thought that allergies are more prevalent. You know, I don't know if there's a general agreement on that, but do you have any?
You mean more prevalent, like in our society, that we're getting more allergies?
Yes.
That has a lot to do with the foods that we're eating, that it decreases the immune system if we're eating a lot of processed foods. So that has a direct impact on our gut, and then our immune system is going to be going down. So where we used to have resistances, it's getting overwhelmed. So my doctor told me one time, because I'm not allergic to poison ivy, but I was covered in it one time. And he said, your bucket was filled. You just overloaded your bucket. So he's saying that most of us don't react to certain allergens, but when we're overloaded with that, the body can't handle it and it goes into overdrive.
What food in particular, or what types of food do you think may be responsible?
Well, now they're responsible in the way that they're working in the gut. So processed foods decrease our immune system. And anytime that we're not taking live food in that's adding energy to the body, we're actually doing ourselves a disservice.
This Mayo Clinic article at the back of it, Velvet, talks about some things having to do with prevention. You know, I don't. The first thing is avoid known triggers. Well, that's not any news to anyone. One thing, though, it says keep a diary.
Yes. Now, I actually have my clients do this at the clinic when they're doing the Greater Health and Fitness Program. And this is the reason that we do this is so that they can see which foods are causing inflammation in the body, right? So if a food is causing inflammation in the body, then they're more likely to have a trigger of an allergy like mucus and sneezing, watery eyes. So as they're keeping their diary, they're realizing, hey, I never thought that I had an issue with peanut butter, but I obviously do.
Well, again, as we're having some problems as it is, and as fall approaches, I'm sure we'll see more. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with
Thank
us.
Thank you.
Dr. Velvet Womack, our wellness commentator. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.